the growth of jobs in July turns out to be disappointing.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The closely watched employment report has just been released for July. Payrolls were 162,000 higher, but that's lower than expected. That suggests an economy that's growing, but only modestly. However, the unemployment rate fell to 7.4%, the lowest since December of 2008. Julia Coronado is senior North America economist for BNP Paribas in New York.
This is more in line with what we've been seeing with GDP growth, which was a little bit weaker than expected in the first half of the year. This is not a disaster of a report, but it is showing that the economy remains, you know, fairly vulnerable. We just keep having these fits and starts in growth and hiring.
Also, many Americans are still stuck working part-time, and the average work week fell in this new report to 34.4 hours. In Largo, Florida, 48-year-old Lisa Darcy now has a lot of experience doing the part-time shuffle. Hi there, Lisa.
Hi.
So what do you do?
I work as an executive assistant right now as a temp or part-time, and I also work part-time at a large theatrical complex in Tampa.
And I heard somewhere that maybe you might even be able to add a third job to this, or no?
Yes, I actually just accepted another part-time job for a retail mall.
Now, I'm sure you adore all of your bosses, soon to be three bosses, but isn't that a lot to manage, Lisa?
It surely is a lot to manage, and it's always a scheduling challenge. The theater tends to be in the evening and the weekends. The mall is going to be in the mornings, and the temping can often be consulting, so I can do it from home and squeeze it in whenever I can. So I try to put all of those three together and come up with, you know, 40, 50 hours a week. Doesn't always work, but I try.
How long would you say that you've been looking for the full-time gig?
About 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. About 3 years this month, actually.
So, and no one's been able to come up with 40 hours?
No, but also I did move from New York City to Largo, Florida, and found it's completely different. What we call an executive assistant in New York is not necessarily the same thing as an executive assistant in Tampa Bay. So they took a look at my resume and said, we don't know what to do with you.
What is your sense of the job market in your part of the Tampa Bay area in Florida?
When I read that Tampa Bay is not one of the harshest hit areas, I'm always surprised because very few people I know are happy in their jobs here. Everybody feels underpaid. I've almost given up on finding full-time employment, and now I find that I'm having to put several jobs together just to keep body and soul together.
Lisa Darcy, soon to be managing three part-time jobs in the Largo, Florida area. Lisa, thank you.
My pleasure.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
In just about 2 months, the health care reform law will kick into high gear. That's when people will be able to start signing up for insurance on health care exchanges. The sweeping new health law will not only affect individuals, it could transform a sixth of the American economy. Now, to tell this story from the ground, Marketplace is zeroing in on a single place, Camden, New Jersey, one of the poorest cities in the country. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein starts our occasional series at a small clinic that could one day play a big role in lowering costs and improving care in Camden.
It was textbook. Angie Lara, the medical assistant at what's called the Reliance Doctor's Office, remembers a woman coming in one day really upset.
She was crying. She said that she was going to the hospital because she didn't feel good.
The woman thought she was about to have a stroke. Lara checked her blood pressure. It wasn't high.
As soon as I told her, she's like, oh, okay, wiped her tears. Oh, well, thank you so much, sweetie. Have a good day.
Problem solved, and potentially expensive visit to the ER avoided. That's precisely why the doctor's office was opened 2 years ago at Northgate 2, a public housing apartment building for 400 seniors, many who are chronically ill. In 6 years, residents here ran up more than $80 million in healthcare costs. Nadia Ali is with the nonprofit Camden Coalition of Healthcare Providers.
having a primary care office where you live breaks down a lot of barriers you run into when you want to go to the doctor here in Camden.
Barriers like no reliable transportation or long waits for an appointment. This office is one way Camden hopes to get out in front of the new healthcare law and lower costs by keeping chronically ill patients from ending up in the hospital again and again. But here's the thing. Even though the clinic's so convenient you could trip over it, most residents won't go there.
I'm the first one going that clinic. The sooner they make it, I say, I stay there.
With high blood pressure, asthma, terrible allergies, and 11 different medications, Elsa Cartagena instantly saw the value. Her neighbors? Not so much.
I talked to them, but they say, oh, I got my doctor for a long, long time.
Leaving the doctor you've known for 20 years isn't easy for anyone. But Reverend Hayward Wiggins, whose congregation includes Northgate residents, says when you live in the poorest and most violent city in America, it's hard to trust people.
For so long, agencies have come in. We're here to propose this program for you. You need to take advantage of it. And as soon as it didn't work, they just left.
Despite modest success lowering hospital visits, the office loses $150,000 a year. But rather than leaving Northgate, Camden health officials are adding staff to try to get more care to the sickest people in the building. Because no matter how well designed the plan, making basic changes in healthcare is very hard to do. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And it was the largest first-day jump for a brand-new stock for 2.5 years. Stock in the fancy grocery store chain Sprouts Farmers Market went up 123% yesterday. Sprouts is big in the Southwest. The co-chief executive of Sprouts' big rival, Whole Foods, used to play soccer professionally. Walter Robb's quoted as saying he loves competition. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.